Hey everyone. So, I understand you were in a car accident recently in Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and dealing with all the aftermath, insurance, and doctor's appointments, it can be a lot.
It really can.
So, maybe you're wondering if you'd even need a lawyer or not.
Right.
Well, we dove into a Jacksonville personal injury law firm's website
Okay.
to help you figure that out.
Makes sense. Those law firm websites, they can be a gold mine of information.
Yeah.
Though obviously, they've got an agenda.
Right, of course.
Our job is to sift through that and give you the need to know stuff for your situation.
Yeah, no sales pitches here.
Exactly.
So this site lays out all these damages you can seek after an accident. I'm guessing it's more than just fixing the car,
Oh
right?
yeah, absolutely. They're
Okay.
talking about medical bills, which you might already be facing.
Yeah.
Lost wages if your injuries kept you from work.
Oh, wow.
And even things like pain and suffering.
Pain and suffering, huh?
Yeah, putting a price tag on that one is tricky.
Yeah, I bet.
But it's definitely a factor.
Okay, but something else that I saw was this, serious injury threshold in Florida.
Right.
Does that mean only certain injuries qualify for legal
You're
action?
catching on quick.
Oh.
So Florida has this no-fault system,
Right.
which means your own insurance, your PIP, covers the initial costs regardless of who caused the accident.
Interesting.
But it is limited.
Okay.
The minimum coverage is $10,000, which might not even cover, your ambulance ride,
Route.
depending on how bad it was.
Okay, so PIP is like a first layer, but not the whole picture.
Exactly. And that's where that serious injury threshold comes in.
Okay.
If your injuries meet that definition, you can go beyond PIP and potentially sue the at-fault driver for, the full extent of your damages.
I see.
Think, significant disfigurement, permanent injuries, or if tragically the accident resulted in a fatality.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Those examples really make it clear why that threshold exists. But the website also mentioned that a lawyer could be helpful even in less severe cases.
Yeah.
I'm wondering why that is.
Well, think about it this way. Insurance companies, they have adjusters,
Right.
and their whole job is to minimize payouts.
Oh.
They're pros at this game, and you might not even realize you're being lowballed on a settlement.
So it's like they're speaking a different language and I need like a translator who's on my side.
Precisely.
Okay.
A lawyer can cut through that jargon, gather evidence, and negotiate with those adjusters on your behalf,
Okay.
ensuring that you're not being taken advantage of.
So they level the playing
Yeah,
field.
they level the playing field.
Hey.
Exactly. It's their job to know the ins and outs, just like, your job.
Okay, that makes sense. But lawyers aren't cheap, right?
Yeah.
So how does someone who just had an accident and, maybe can't work,
Right.
how can they afford a lawyer?
That's a valid concern. A lot of these personal injury lawyers work on something kind of contingency fee basis,
Okay.
meaning you don't pay anything up front.
Wow.
They only get paid if they win your case, and it's usually like a percentage of the settlement.
Oh, so it's like they're invested in your case too.
Exactly.
That takes a little pressure off for sure.
It gives people access to legal help who might not otherwise be able to afford it.
Right.
But back to your case specifically, you're probably wondering how much your claim might actually be worth.
Honestly, yeah. The website mentioned all these factors that can influence a settlement. It's a bit overwhelming.
It's totally understandable. I mean, the biggest one is the severity of your injuries.
Okay.
More serious injuries mean higher medical bills, longer recovery times,
Right.
potentially more missed work,
Yeah.
and that all factors into the calculation.
So if I had to like take time off work for physical therapy, that would help my case.
Absolutely. Lost wages are a concrete way to demonstrate the impact, that the accident has had on your life.
Okay.
And on top of that, there's the, pain and suffering aspect, which is harder to put a number on,
Right.
but it's still very real.
Yeah, like how this whole thing has been stressful and disruptive, but how do you even prove something like that?
Well, that's where good documentation comes in.
Okay.
Medical record.
You know your own journal entries about your pain levels,
Oh, wow.
even statements from friends and family about how the accident has affected you.
Interesting.
All of that can help build a strong case.
So it's like you're piecing together a puzzle to show the full impact.
Right.
But something you mentioned earlier, comparative fault, I think.
Yeah.
What if I was partly to blame for the accident?
Good catch.
Yeah.
So Florida has this rule where even if you were partly at fault, you can still recover damages,
Oh, okay.
but your award gets reduced by your percentage of blame.
Okay.
So let's say you were 20% at fault, you'd only get like 80% of the total damages.
That makes sense. So there's kind of an incentive to be honest about what happened, even if it wasn't all the other driver's fault.
Right.
But let's say it's mostly their fault. How does a lawyer actually prove that?
Evidence.
Oh.
Police reports, witness statements, photos of the accident scene, you know, even things like cell phone records if distracted driving was involved.
Oh, wow. All of that helps establish negligence. And one thing that really stood out to me on this website.
Yeah.
Florida doesn't cap non-economic damages like pain and suffering.
Wait, seriously? So there's no limit to what you could potentially get for that?
In theory, no. But it's important to remember that, you know, every case is different.
Right.
A lot depends on the specifics of what happened, how bad the injuries were, and the scale of your lawyer in presenting a compelling case.
Okay.
And speaking of common accidents, the website listed the usual suspects.
Okay.
Distracted driving, speeding, drunk driving.
No big surprises there.
Yeah. But knowing that this law firm wants to get people like you as clients, what's the real takeaway here?
Okay.
They're hammering on this because proving the other driver was negligent is absolutely key to a successful case.
Right.
You could have a mountain of medical bills, but without that negligence piece,
yeah,
it's a lot harder to win.
So basically, all that stuff we hear about safe driving isn't just about protecting ourselves physically, but also protecting our legal rights.
Exactly.
If something does happen.
And that leads right into what they call the first steps after an accident.
Yeah. Those first steps, they stressed seeking medical attention immediately. That seems kind of obvious, but
it is. And adrenaline can mask injuries.
Oh.
Plus, you know, delaying medical care could raise some red flags for insurance companies.
Yep.
Later on, you know, they might try to argue that your injuries weren't that serious if you didn't seek treatment right away.
So even if I'm feeling okay, it's better to get checked out just in case.
Absolutely. It protects your health and your potential case.
Okay. Good to know. They also mentioned documenting everything.
Yes.
Photos of the damage, the scene, your injuries, even notes about how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Basically create like a timeline with as much detail as possible. Like I'm a detective building a case file.
Exactly.
I'm seeing a theme here. And they were pretty adamant about not talking to the other driver's insurance without a lawyer.
Yeah.
Why is that so important?
Remember those adjusters we talked about?
Yeah.
Their goal is to protect their company's bottom line, not your best interests. They might try to get you to admit fault or downplay your injuries. Even unintentionally, a lawyer acts as like a buffer.
Okay.
Making sure your rights are protected.
It's starting to feel like I'm navigating a minefield, but this deep dive has been so helpful.
Yeah.
Even though it's based on a law firm's website, we've really gone beyond the surface.
Exactly. We've analyzed the information, connected it to Florida law, and most importantly, related it back to your situation in Jacksonville.
Right.
It's all about giving you the tools to make informed decisions.
So for our listener out there who's been through this accident, what's the big takeaway? What do you want them to remember?
Knowledge is power.
Okay.
You're now armed with a better understanding of how the system works, you know, the challenges that you might face and the value that a lawyer can bring.
Yeah.
Don't feel pressured to make any, you know, rash decisions.
Right.
Take your time. Do your research. Choose the legal path that feels right for you.
Couldn't have said it better myself. We've covered a lot of ground today. From those initial what now moments after an accident.
Yeah.
To, you know, the complexities of Florida's legal system.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you're feeling a bit more confident and a lot less lost.
And remember, this is just the beginning. You know, if you decide to take legal action, choosing the right lawyer is a big step.
Yeah.
Someone who specializes in car accidents in Jacksonville, who understands Florida law.
Right.
And who you feel comfortable communicating with.
It's like finding the right partner for this journey, someone who's got your back and will fight for your best interests.
Precisely. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Remember, you got this